So we're continuing Parshas Veschanan. We'll continue on Shin Tesvov. Ubevadai kol ze shemisava odom leizat tainuk. Continuing with the same theme that Hashem sends messages to us through Dvarim Gashmiim. So for sure, as long as a person has a desire for a pleasure, vinis oire b'tiva midas ha'ava leizat tainuk, and it is awakened within him the love to that pleasure. Shu'ahav nefula, we should understand that that is a fallen love. Mim koira haval yoyna, from its root, from its source, in the highest of loves. Z'yeden emana, the person should understand for sure. Shezeu siyua ha'elyon min abayra baruchu, that that is an heavenly assistance from the Creator. Why? How? B'chdei sheyekaloy lechaz oz ba'avosu yizbarach. So that it will be easy, it will be opportune for that person to grab a hold of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yodea hu yizbarach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that if he's not going to send us the love in this form of physical desire, shebeladei zeh lo yis'ore b'soichei amida, it would be virtually impossible for the person to create that midah, to awaken that midah of love on his own. But if the person doesn't recognize that this is a heavenly assistance to awaken the person to a heavenly love, rather the person just assumes, he takes it for face value, that what the person is experiencing is a lowly love, is so the person will be drawn after that physical love, rather than being uplifted by that midah, they will be degraded by that midah because they're not taking it and using it for its higher purpose. So rather than being uplifted by it, they're going to be dragged down with that love to lower and lower places, which is obviously not the will of HaKadosh Baruch. Next paragraph. Ulipamim. And at times, Kishinis oyre raboi eizahavaro chas v'shalom, when a person will be awakened within him some evil, bad love. Through love, the person has desire to transgress. And for some strange reason, something happens and the person cannot carry out his evil love to fruition. Because something happens, so a stumbling block is placed in his way. The person should know that that very stumbling block, the thing that came into being that prevented him from carrying out his evil plan, is also a heavenly assistance. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw she'ein le'das zeh, that the person does not have the intellectual honesty, the state of mind. The person's not getting it. They're experiencing the love, and rather than uplifting the love, they're taking the love for face value and they're falling with the love into a lowly place. So instead of being uplifted by it, they are falling with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this guy's not getting the message. So I got to stop him. I have to prevent him from hurting himself. So the person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, she'ein lo'i da'azeh, that the person doesn't have this perspective, she'ag bi'ahav ha'defudo de'shorsha, to uplift this fallen love to its source. Lecho yizba'avos yizboch, to grab a hold of Hashem's love. V'yadera, but quite the contrary. Roi tzalaham shechachar oisara, the person is being drawn after that evil love to carry out that action. As I kavi yocham etzamtem oid kivoy de yizbarach, so the Rebbein Shalom once again constricts his presence. Lahazmin loya oisamanias, to create the preventative measures to stop the person from falling. Lias lepachus b'shavaltas, that, all right, if the person is not going to be uplifted by it, at least they shouldn't hurt themselves with it. At least the person shouldn't go hurt himself. If the person's at least not following Hashem's dream, which would be for that the person uplift themselves with it, but at least he shouldn't hurt himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again constricts himself in another form of constriction to create the prevention so that the person shouldn't fall lower and lower through that midah. Ve'ha-hekish, understandably, the same applies b'chol shara midas with any other midah, meaning kigoyin shenayfelis alavez yirachitzonius, the person is overcome by an outside fear, meaning not fear of Hashem but fear of some other form. Umisaydares b'tivoy, and he is awakened in his nature, v'niftachas midas hayira, and it's opened up for him the gates of fear, the IRS. She'akavanu l'sayeyo, again, the intent is to assist the person, lechoiz b'yiris ha'boyer baruch hu, to grab a hold of the fear of Hashem. U'memela, and as a result, kishabal lira mipadav yizbarach ayidei ois hayira, when the person will take that fear and use it to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ois hayira chitzayin, is that seemingly external fear, voice kavanas habayir, and the person instead does Hashem's will, Baruch Hu, is azay memelin is aloi sayir lamailo. See, he uplifts the source of that fear above. Turn the page. Ve'achitzayin is shaloi sayir, and the external manifestation of that fear, shu oise adav shu misyara mimenu, which was originally that which caused the person to have the emotion of fear, Noifil Limata, the Maranaim guarantees that if the person will utilize the motivation to motivate himself in fear, that fear will fall away. Viniz batal, and it will cease to exist. He will not have that fear that he had originally. Kigain, for instance, Meza Shrara, from any type of dominion, any type of officials, or evil people who he owes money to, as I write elsewhere at length, that those fears will cease to exist. So too is it true with all other midas, like bad pride. Hakalu siyua elyon, all of it is heavenly assistance, leman hashiva yal aviv shba shamayim, in order to return the person to his heavenly father, liftoyach lehamida, to open up that particular midah for the person, v'al yedei zehu oysa nachas goldo lebeir baruchu. If a person focuses in and recognizes that this is a call from above to utilize whatever emotion we are experiencing is designed to call our attention to that emotion vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a source of tremendous pleasure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemalid Dvarim Nifulim, because we elevate fallen things, Mimikoyer HaKdusha Limikoyimah, which come from the source of Kedusha, and they have fallen to very low places. And by focusing on what's really going on, the person elevates them to their source. Umigadul kveida yizbaruch, and the person, in doing so, raises the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hine, shoyirish kol chemdas oylam hazeh, the source, the root of all desire in this world, v'shoyirish kol hatanugim v'anhoges ha'olam, and all of the pleasures of this world, hu al yidei kesef v'zahav. Everything revolves around gold and silver. Shebe'emtzu'usan, because through silver and gold, yuchalikach kol taivas oylam hazeh v'tanugim, you could buy virtually every pleasure with money. V'shor shon l'mayla, and their root, the root of silver and gold above, hu me'olam ha'ahava v'olam ha'yira, the root of gold and silver are from the world of love and the world of fear. Kesef, me'olam ha'ahava. Kesef comes from the world of love. Ki kesef melashon nichsef nichsafta v'gaymer. Kesef comes from the language of yearning. V'zov shor shon me'olam ha'yira. And Zav comes from the world of fear, Kameshiksiv, Mitzafin, Zav Yasa comes from Tzafin, Shusmel, which is the left, and therefore gold is associated with fear. Minoyida, and everybody knows, Sheteva Hasmoel is Doich, it's fear, because the nature of the left is to push away, Kamesha Amru, Loilim Ye Teismoel Doicha, Vimin Mikarevis. The left hand is designed to push away, and the right hand to draw close. Is v'nim tzohayel sheshosh nulamai the canal. Therefore, since their root is, as we have been discussing, like here, gold and silver is love and fear. Ukameshiksev, like Hashem Himself says, liya kesev liya zov. Gold is mine, silver is mine. Sheshosh nul li lishmi. Their root is really for my sake. Shulaman yuem tzoyim. Gold and silver are designed to be mediums. Lo vayal yodam, to come through them, liyira hoel yoyna v'ahavol yoyna, to the, a higher love and a higher fear. Ki be'emes, because in truth, if you analyze, kol chemda so'odom bo'ilam hazeh, if you follow all desire in this world that people follow, who less of a kezev is of. Everybody spends their life chasing silver and gold. V'yal yidei oisa chemda, and through that desire, shiyoyim v'layla l'yishbois, day and night, the person never stops. Milir defach ha'panasos, chasing his money. V'yasif is hamom, and in gathering money, it becomes, that very chase becomes the source that a person falls into the traps of the Yetzer. It becomes the stumbling block that causes the person to cease their pursuit of Hashem. It is the trap, the net, which is spread out over all living beings. Because even birds and animals nilkodim b'mtsudasam end up in their traps, avored divasam acha panasasam, because they're chasing after their panas. Ukimoi kein b'roiv b'nei ha'olam, so too is it true with most human beings. Ki al yedei zeb, because through chasing gold and silver, bo b'gvul chaveroi, we end up violating the limitations, the boundaries of other people, lohines oisei, to fool them, to steal from them, and other immoral, unethical behavior. And we cease to believe that no person can infringe upon that which is designated for one's friend. Going back to where we began last week, why is it that no one can touch someone else's domain? Because everybody's root are in the letters of the Torah. One of its letters. Every letter in the Torah has to be totally separated from the next letter without even a hair string of a touch. There can't be any touching from one letter to the next. Within the boundaries of one letter, there cannot be another letter. Kim kol echad al mekoyma, every letter has to be in its correct place. Shal kein peiseles hanigia ba'isiyos, says the Maranayim, that this is the reason that touching letters are invalid. Av sheinach desechad, even though we discussed earlier that every letter represents all of Torah and it's one total unity. Mikomokom kol echad shorshei levadim lemaila, every letter has to have its own place, has to have its own root. It stands alone above. Next paragraph. Everybody still there? V'hine, b'vadayim ha'imamin b'zeh, for sure, if we all really believe this, she'ikir ha'kesev v'azov, that the true purpose of silver and gold, u'leman lo ve'al yodam la'avos, se'idhi rosa yizbarach kenal, is really designed so that we will come to the fear and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'oz, because then, when a person has an interest in any one of the desires that can be acquired through silver and gold, is ye'oyrir oz es atzmai, the person should instead use that motivation, that interest, to awaken oneself, to the fear and to the love of Hashem. B'choyshvai, how does he do that? Because the person should think, whatever I'm feeling is only here to awaken me, to arouse me to more exalted midas, to bring closer this love and this fear. They are only garments, because this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can appear to me in this restricted world. Because we know shekol davar ruchni elyon, every higher spiritual thing, shebal is elam, that comes into this world, agashmi, into this physical world, tzorich liislabish bilavushim gashmiim shel elam, it needs to robe itself in a physical manifestation in this world. Ve'alavushim, what is that physical manifestation? What is that garment? Hem kesev izav, they are gold and silver. Shall yodam who call on August bin yodam, through which operate all of man's affairs. Just like love and fear above are called the arms of the world. Vinikraim Yodas, they're called the hands. Kameshiksuv Av Yost Av Yodi Yosta Orit Vyamini Tovcha Shemayim. We know that the main function van Hoga is an operation, haguf, of the body. They take place through the arms and the hands. Similarly, Iker Han is the main function of the world. They take place through love and fear. And that's how they come down in this world, therefore, in gold and silver. The operation of this world takes place through the physical manifestations, through which come down these exalted medias. Understand this well. Next paragraph, mamish, critical paragraph. If only the human being had this knowledge and this faith, we would stop chasing our panasa day and night. Like the wise man said, if only man would not pursue his panasa, the panasa would chase him. Why? Why would the panasa chase him? Because in truth, the root of all Jewish souls are far higher than anything in this world. And as a result, V'teva shall call dover liyisnimshechu misayva liyisgalu b'mashal l'mayali m'madrigosei. The nature of all things is that it desires and is drawn to be included, to yearn, to become one with that, which is higher than its level. Ubefrat, especially so, ba'odam ha'Yisraeli, in the Jew, shahakalai nivra ele bavurei, the entire world was only created for his purpose. Kinizbal el b'psichas dvoreinu, as we began, shuhu v'ha'toyra hen achtus achod ima yizbarach, because he, the Jew, and Torah are one unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason we spend so much time chasing after our panasa, because we are separated, cut off from our source, and we're cut off from Torah, and most of our actions are corrupt, they're not consistent with Torah. And therefore, not only are we not utilizing the desires and the pleasures of this world that come through silver and gold, not only do we not use them to bring ourselves close to the exalted midas that are concealed within them, what's more, quite the contrary, we lower them even further. Why? Because we don't conduct ourselves in these middos according to the Torah. And therefore, the reason we have to chase the gold and the silver comes out as follows. Remember, we're sticking with the premise that everything chases that which is higher and more exalted than them. And because the human being corrupts himself and doesn't use the gold and the silver through the intention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended, the gold and the silver didn't corrupt themselves. The human being did. Comes out from that that the gold and the silver are on a more exalted level than the human being. And now it remains true that everything has to go after and has to chase after that which is higher than it. So the human being ends up chasing the gold and the silver rather than the gold and the silver chasing the human being. Why are the gold and the silver higher? Because in them, for sure, there is tzimtzum amidus hakdoshim k'mavoy lemayla. Concealed in that gold and silver are the most exalted forms of love and fear. And yet, they remain pure because the human being isn't touching them, but the human being is lower than them because he has corrupted his ways. The gold and the silver don't have the ability to corrupt themselves. comes out from this that they in truth are higher and more exalted than the human being. Therefore the person is forced to pursue that level which is higher than him. He pursues the gold and the silver. Woe for that shame. The resident is in dread, is in the ground, and the foreigner is up in the heights. And understand this well. Because in truth, before the formation of the child, when they bring the droplet before Hashem, and they ask Lishal to ask what's going to be with this droplet? Will they be wise or foolish, poorer or wealthy? All of those things are predetermined. What's not predetermined is ethical, moral behavior. Will the person be righteous or wicked? Avakol in yonov, all other matters. V'chol ma'ashitzorich l'anagoyisov b'zeo'ilom ha'shofol, and anything else which is needed for that person's life in this lowly world. Hen li'ez oni ha'yosher, whether to be poor or rich, k'fi she'gozer chachmosa yizborach, how the heavenly divine decree has decreed, shekach tzorech le'adiyas ha'nagosa b'o'ilom, anything else pertaining to life outside of moral and ethical behavior, any of those things, hakol nigzarolo, everything else is predetermined. Ki inyonov, because everything he needs, chol mashe tzorech le'in, anything the person requires, kigen klei tashmishoy, like his tools, umalbushov, and his clothing, umamoyne, and his finances, hakol hu atzmias navshoy, v'koymishol le'kenoide, that's all built into the DNA of the neshama. And everything which is decreed for him, which he needs, and all of his financial needs, all of in the hoisiv, he can't add to it, in the groy, he can't take away from it. Nobody could take it from us, except for the person himself. He can destroy it. If he cuts himself off from Hashem. Because the person has cut themselves off from their source, the person has removed himself from Hashem's direct Hashgacha. But if he would only follow the advice I gave of looking for the concealed midas above, the parnosa that's relevant to him would chase after him to join him, so that it would have an elevation, the shor sha'elyon, and its root above, shemisham lukach. Continues the Maranaim. Are we still there? The same is true with all other matters in the world, like the study of Torah, tefillah, and davening. These are things which stand in the most highest place in the world. Through Torah and Tefillah, we create great rectifications, great fixings in all the world. And yet, we are neglectful of them. When we get up to David, which would be the appropriate time to create all kinds of great tikkunim. Instead, it's just the opposite. Shekol machshev oisov, all of the person's thoughts. Shekol asokov b'mashu oisik, by all the thoughts of everything the person is toiling in. Kulim b'yam m'val v'lam oisai, they come and they confuse him and they distract him during davening. To such a degree that the person doesn't even hear the words that he's saying. He's so busy with his own stuff. The person says, Hashem, cure us. Rebanyenu, see our tzores. Ugalenu meiru, redeem us quickly. Baruch at Hashem, goyel Yisrael. Blessed are you, Hashem, goyel Yisrael. V'libe balimai, but his thoughts are not there. If that's the case, how do we expect that our tefillahs will be received, they should rectify above what they need to rectify, that which is relevant to that person's neshama. How can we possibly elevate the sparks that we need to elevate, the letters that we need to elevate, if he's not even paying attention to his own words? What's moa? Gam ken lo daish lo yoyel. Not only do his tefillahs not help, he's doing even greater damage to the letters. Kenu b'chol advar. This is the case with everything we do. Shiyashnei drachim. There are always going to be two paths. Oy shal yidei zeh yisaken v'yagbias atzmai. We are either acting to rectify and uplift ourselves im kol advarim shayach l'shoyesh nishmosai, with all of the things that are relevant to the person's neshama, or we will act and we will do more damage with our actions.